How a stitch is formed. Hand knitting dates back to prehistoric man. The primitive caveman is known to have knit from straw and leather using crudely carved animal bone as knitting needle. It's fascinating to note that in all of these generations, the formation of the knitting done by the earliest form of man has not changed. Please understand that hand knitting is not to be confused with machine knitting. Machine knitting, which is used commercially for knitted fabrics and such, is a lock stitch, which can never be repeated or unraveled and has entirely different quality of cloth as compared to hand-knitted fabrics. Your brother-made knitting machine is a hand knitter that is to be regarded as a multiple hand knitting needle whose ingenuity is capable of speeding up the knitting process to at least 100 times faster. It is possible to transfer a piece of knitting from the knitting machine to a pair of knitting needles, or vice versa, without any problem. Now that you understand that you are indeed producing true hand knitting, you should understand how true hand knitted stitches are formed. To best understand how the stitch is formed, I am directing you to push forward one of the working knitting needles. The one on your left hand is most convenient. Push it forward as far as it will go, or to position E. You will notice that this steel knitting needle has a butt on the far end, and the front end is carved somewhat like a crochet hook, and it has a small movable latch. The movement of the latch forms the stitch. For best understanding, I'm asking you to knit on the single needle by hand in the same manner as the carriage performs knitting when you slide it across working stitches. Pull some slack yarn from the carriage to keep it loose for this experiment. Lay the yarn from left to right across the top of the needle inside the curve. The latch should be opened while this is done. Then, with your right hand, manually move the butt of the same needle away from you to position B. As you do this, you will notice that the latch is closing by itself and pulling the yarn you have just laid across the loop of the previous stitch. This continuous link of the stitch onto the next stitch, row by row, is what makes your knitting grow. The movement of the latch of the knitting needle is the secret ingredient that makes all of the knitting happen, as this opening and closing forms the link on link formation. Anytime you want to correct a stitch, you can form a stitch manually by pushing the needle forward, feeding the yarn into the hook, and pushing it back to form the completed stitch as I've just instructed you. If you have an incomplete row of knitting due to a jamming of the carriage, then first you must remove the carriage as we have previously instructed you. Please review illustration 9. To help you follow my instructions, do the following. Insert the hooks of the cast-on comb into your piece of knitting about 1 inch down from the top. This weighs or holds the knitting down to prevent any mishap. Now, gently pull the yarn sideways across the row. Notice the yarn is taut and drawn out of the stitches. Hold this yarn with your left hand and with short, quick, upward movement, hand knit each stitch. Do not pull needles forward during this process, as stitches might go in back of the latches and they belong in front of the latches. If this is not done, it will result in dropped stitches. After ripping, the necessary loose slack yarn should be pulled back through the yarn antenna unit to prevent any looping at the edge.